نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we have reached one of the most beautiful pairs of surahs in the Quran. That is Surah Al-Muzammil and Surah Al-Muddassir. Both start in the same way, because the literal meanings of Muzammil and Muddassir are the same. One who is lying down, wrapped in some cloak or in some blanket. So actually, what was this? This depicts and denotes a period of deep reflection and thought in which Muhammad was engaged. Before the beginning of Wahi, he was engaged in deep thought about what this universe is. Who am I? Why is there injustice in this world? Why are people going wrong? In the loneliness of the cave of Hira, what did he do? كَانَ صِفَةُ تَعْبُدِهِ فِي غَارِ الْحِرَىٰ التَّفَكُّرُ وَالْإِعْتِبَارِ Contemplation, thinking, pondering. This was the state of affairs when, you know, the first Wahi came. Now after that, he was still in that condition of deep reflection and thought. And it was the habit of the Arabs. Whenever they were engrossed in some deep thought, they would take some cloak or some blanket and, you know, wrap around them and lie down in some corner and thinking, lonely. So the condition of the Prophet still remained the same. Now, the major issue was, what a burden has come to me. What will happen to me? What is this mission that has been entrusted to me? How can I fulfill the requirements? So this was the thought. In this background, both these surahs appear. And you will find the same word of command. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum. Now give up this contemplation and thought. And now stand up and start your mission. This is the background of these two words. So let us begin. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil. O the one enfolded in your robes. Qum. Stand up. Qum al-layla. Keep standing the whole night. Illa qaleela. Except a small part of it. Nisfahu. Half of it. Abin qusminu qaleela. All you can diminish out of it somewhat. Ausir alayhi. Or add something to the half. And what do you do? Rattilil Quran tartila. Keep on, reciting Quran. Bit by bit. Slowly. Hammer it down. This is the third Wahi that came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first Wahi, the five ayat in the beginning of Surah Al-Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. The second Wahi, seven ayat of Surah Al-Qalam. We read yesterday, last night. Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnoon. Wa inna laka la ala khuluqin azim. فَسَتُمْسَلُوا وَيُبْسَلُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ عَالَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ Third way is this. Oh, the one lying wrapped down in your cloak. Keep vigilant, keep standing. The whole of night, except a little of it. Half of it. Or you can diminish a bit. That is at least one third. Or you add, so that it becomes two-thirds of the night. And what we do? recited the Quran distinctly and in slow and mere tone. And how much Quran was revealed up till that time? Where he repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. Go on repeat. This is what I call hammering down, hammering down. It should be absorbed in each and every cell of your body. This will give you the strength for the mission that is going to be entrusted to you. You are already, as regards basic human morality, you are already on a very high pedestal. But for this mission, something else is needed. And you have to gather that strength, spiritual strength, in order to be able to fulfill the requirements of this mission. That you will get from Quran. Hammer it down. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Soon we are going to cast upon you a very heavy word, a very hard task. What that word and task is going to be, that you will find in the next surah, Al-Muddassir. Inna nasiyatan laylihi ashaddu ghatan wa aqwa muqila. Surely, this keeping vigilant during the night is very effective in trampling the animal self of a man, the id and libido, the animal instincts. You have to trample over them. And this keeping awake during the night is very effective. And aqwa muqila. And in that, when you are alone, in the stillness of night. Night, calm. No noise, no disturbance. And then you are standing before your Lord and having a conversation. So now each word that comes out of your mouth goes straight. Atwa mufila. There's no hindrance. No bar, no barrier. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Verily, during the day, you have a prolonged occupation. You have to go out, go about, meet people. And you have to discharge other duties also. So this is the time, night is actually, which is the most effective part. And you devote it at least one third, maybe two thirds, but normally half of it. I told you that this Qiyam Ramadan, you please fast during the whole of the day. And Qiyam Ramadan, only 1 hour of the Taraweeh, is it sufficient? The same, at least one third, half, maybe if you can, two thirds of the night. That is the Qiyam according to the Quran. Otherwise, you know. And when the Prophet said, As-Siyamu wal-Quranu yashfa'u lil-'abd. This fasting and keeping awake and standing during the night, both will intercede before the Lord on the Day of Judgment on behalf of the persons who are doing it. Yaqulu siyamu ayrab manatuhu ta'ama wa shahawat min nahar. The psalm, the siyam, the fasting will say, oh my Lord, I kept this servant of yours from eating and drinking and other things during the day. But afraid if he accept my intercession on his behalf. And Quran will say, Yaqulu Quran, Manakuhu Nama Billayl. I kept him away from sleeping during the night. But afraid if he accept my intercession on his behalf. And the Prophet said, Sayyushafan. Both, the intercession of both will be accepted. So this keeping away from sleep, is it for 1 hour? Taraweeh? Does this fulfill the purpose? Not at all. But this is good that Hazrat Umar decided about it. Not every person can do it. It is correct. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make it obligatory. But whosoever can do, whosoever can take 1 month off, let him pass that 1 month with Quran. out of the 12 months of the year. Let it be 1 month exclusive of Quran. This can be done. Generally speaking, all the servants of the government, etc., they are given 1 month leave. You don't go for any recreation, etc., etc. You recreate your spirituality through Quran during that month. Possible? This is very beautiful, you know, this address to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At a very personal level. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always keep remembering our name. Keep remembering the name of your Lord. فَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَمْتِيلًا. And devote yourself wholly and solely to Him. That is, completely detached from all others. Completely disconnecting all hopes from anybody else except Allah. This tabattul is something very great. Don't have any hope from any other person. All your hope to Allah. This is tabattul. Come close to Him. Disconnect from the others. Not the way that you go to some cave and sit there and give up this society. No. You be with them. But when you are with them, be with Allah. This is tabattul. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illa huwa. He is the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. There is no God except He. فَتَّخِيْسُ وَكِيلًا. So you take Him as your guardian. Tawakkul on Allah only and only. Cut off all the hopes from others. Focus your hopes on Allah. Cut off your trust from all others. Focus your trust in Allah. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. And bear patiently what they are saying about you. They are saying he has gone mad, gone crazy. Maybe he has been possessed by some evil spirit. He says some angel came to me when I was there in Hira. Maybe some demon, maybe some evil spirit has come. Listen it and take it patiently. وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. And leave their company, but in a beautiful way. In Surah Ma'arij we read, وَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. Endure. But this endurance should be in a very beautiful way. In the same way, discharge yourself. But in a beautiful way. Not fighting with them, quarreling with them, no. وَصَبْرِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ. And leave me and these who are belying you, who have been given luxuries and comforts of life. مَحِلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Give them respite. Don't think that immediately their cases should be settled and judgment should be passed. No. مَحِلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Give them respite. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا. We shall deal with them when the time comes. We have the heavy fetters for them and the raging fire already prepared for them. But Aman Ghuzahin, and for them we have the food that will choke their throats. That is a qum. Wa'azaban Nadima, and a very painful chastisement. Yawma tarjuful ardu wal jibal, when the day on which the earth and the mountains will shake like anything. وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا. And the mountains will become like a heap of sand. Not hard. Just the flowing and slipping sand. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. Surely, O people of Makkah, O Quraysh, O the people of the Arabian Peninsula, we have sent towards you a messenger to be a witness against you on the Day of Judgment. He will testify on the Day of Judgment Wallah, your message. It came to me through Jibreel. I have conveyed it to the people. Now they are responsible. Kama arsalna ila Fir'aun rasula. Just as we had sent to Fir'aun a messenger, that is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Fa'asa Fir'aun rasul. But Fir'aun disobeyed the messenger. Fa'akhadnahu akhdan wadila. So we seized him with a severe fever. Drowned them all. فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ. So now, if you belie and reject Muhammad, how will you be saved? If Fir'aun could not be saved, the king of Egypt, who has claimed to be God, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ, he was drowned. فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ. How will you be saved? إِن كَفَرْتُمْ. If you also take to the same attitude of rejecting our messenger. يَوْمَ إِنْ يَجْعَلُ الْمِلْدَانَ شِيْبَا. On the day, it will make the children old, gray-haired. Long day. And we have read the opinion, according to some of the Mufassirin, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. That is for the day of judgment. السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ. The heaven is about to burst with that day. The day is there, loaded in the sama. كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا. And his promise will definitely be fulfilled. The day will come. This heaven will burst. إِذَا اشْتَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. We have read it in Surah Al-Rahman. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ. Verily, this is the reminding. This is an admonition. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So whosoever wills, he can take that path towards his Lord. But there's no compulsion. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. Choice is yours. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Now the second section, this is generally supposed to be one ayah. But I have been at a very great loss to understand this ayah. And I thought this cannot be one ayah revealed at one time. And thank God I got the confirmation. The book which can be regarded as the encyclopedia on Quran, Alif Khan Fi Ulum Al-Quran by Jalaluddin Sayyuti. In that I found that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said that this is actually, these are two ayat or one ayah, but half of it was revealed nearly an year later than this. And the half of it was revealed about 10 years later. Now this strict prescription, at least one third, better half, and maybe if you can, two-thirds of the night standing. That way we can understand. It couldn't be kept, you know, permanently. It's nearly impossible. So there had to be some concessions. But those concessions came gradually. After about a year, or according to some traditions, 16 months, the first part of the ayah came. Then after 10 years, and maybe after the Hijrah, the rest of the ayah was revealed. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ. Verily, your Lord knows. أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ. That you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep vigilant and standing before him nearly two-thirds of the night, or half of it, or at least one-third of it. And not only you, وَتَعَيْفَتُمْ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. And also a group from among them who are with you, your companions, who have believed in you. They are also doing it. Because there was no other prayer till that time. Only prayer during the night. But, وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah has fixed the measures of the night and the day. عَلِمَا لَنْ تُحْصُوهُ. He knows it very well that you cannot keep it like that. It is not possible for you to continue it permanently. فَقْرَهُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. So now this, that it must be at least one third of life, this is now removed from you. Whatever you can do easily. How much Quran you can recite easily. Okay, continue with it. Now this was the first concession that was granted about an year or 16 months later. For a year or 16 months, this was the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. But then, the next part of the ayah, which I think was revealed 10 years later, and maybe during the Madani period. Aliman sayakunu minkum marfa. Allah knows that some of you will be falling sick. Va'akharuna yadribuna fil ard. And there will be others traveling in the earth, in the land. Yabtahuna min fadlillah. To seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then start trading, taking caravans to Syria or to Yemen. How can you do those travels? You can keep this course. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And there will be others who will be going to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for these people it won't be possible. So, second step. فَقْرَهُ مَا تَيَسْرَ مِنْهُ. Okay, whatsoever is possible during the night, you read, you recite. But now the emphasis is on other things. What is that other thing? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish these five prayers. Stick to them. That is the badal of it. In lieu of that, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. And go on giving Allah the goodly loan. Spend in His way. Spend in His cause. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And whatsoever you will send for yourself from khair, whatever good you send before you, whatever you have spent in this world, it is as if you have sent it for yourself for the hereafter. If some of the politicians of Pakistan, they have their bank deposits in America, so they will come very easily here. If they say, go out from Pakistan, okay, salaamu alaikum, we are going. No worry. We have a lot there. So whosoever has deposited his money in the divine bank, if death comes to him, will he be worried? I'm going where my wealth is. That's waiting for me. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You will find it there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Not only in the original form that you sent, but in that form. And Bob, very great in recompense and reward. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. And keep asking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily, Allah is forgiving, merciful. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات